there any more members coming?
Arthur, but you guys have quorum, so you could get going if you want.
So we'll go ahead and start the meeting at 4:31. We'll start with roll call.
Tim Overbrockling.
Present.
Ron Moosmith.
Present.
Ron Lower.
Here.
Crystal Walter. Diana Pagan. Arthur Kim. Ryan Russell.
Here.
Jennifer Cunningham. Abby Hubb.
Here.
Okay, we do have quite a few people in the gallery, so if you just one at a time, say your name, and if you're here for an agenda item, let us know what that is.
Nick Ray, Elmcrest Country Club, home on property.
That's the old Marion Road.
Marion Road, okay. What was your first name?
Nick.
Nick?
Ray, K-R-A-Y.
Bob?
Bob Grafton, just here to observe with Wellington Heights Neighborhood Association and friends of Cedar Rapids Historic Preservation.
I'm Sandy Humphrey, the Development Services of the City of Cedar Rapids. I'm interested in item 4, David Long, 4930 Street Drive, Cedar Rapids.
Louis Rubio, here for the demolition of the University Coastal Annex building on the
601?
Yep.
Cindy Hennish with Safe Sierra Heritage.
Okay, before we approve the minutes, if anyone has a public comment, you have up to 5 minutes. Unless it's something that's on the agenda, and then we'll discuss that during the meeting.
Mine is on the agenda, but I submitted a letter because of the timing of the demolition request. And just wanted to point out that in the past, the city has often done previews of projects that might impact historic properties, so just hope that can happen in the future.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at the meeting's minutes from the last meeting? If so, are there any questions or changes? And if not, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve minutes.
Jeez, you're speedy.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Has everyone had a chance to read the whole agenda items for tonight's meeting? And if so, does anyone need to recuse themselves for any of the items on our agenda? Okay, we're going to take some things out of order tonight just because we do have visitors here. So we're going to take action item 4. C3, 601 8th Avenue Southeast, commercial building, expires 12/23/19.
It's after that. So we did have a request from the property owner to release the hold prior to the December 23rd. We do have someone here representing the owner if you have any questions about that, but they have concerns about the roof. And if we were to get more snow, that, you know, there could be issues. So the request would be to release the hold at this meeting.
So the roof, it's unsafe, is that?
And I,
yes.
Lewis, if you want to.
Yeah, that's sorry. I'm Lewis, you're with Redneck Associates, so we're the general contractor. Here at a lot of things mercy. So, yeah, historically that roof has had a lot of ponding and it freezes up. We're nervous this year about snow load only because last year we started to have issues, and actually moisture infiltration was a huge issue. We just finished a baby, so there was like 3 inches of metal on the walls and ceiling. So we know that water is getting in there and that it's just kind of sitting on the roof, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
Andy, were you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so if everyone's okay with releasing it early.
Motion to approve releasing the hold on 601 8th Avenue Southeast.
You have a date.
All second.
I can go with this.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Lewis, for coming down. You can get with Adam and he'll be able to get on the next step.
Thank you.
7th, Old Marion Road Northeast, Elmcrest Country Club. House expires on 11/23/19.
This is another one where the owner has requested releasing the hold earlier. They have a concern. They kind of have a deadline trying to get this demolished in November or December range, and they've expressed their concern with the hold. I believe Mark has already gotten his photos of the building, so
Mark does have the pictures. He's okay with this going forward. So if there are any questions, I'll have a motion. Come on, girl.
To release the hold on 1107 Old Marion Road Northeast.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Okay, Nick.
We will let building services know tomorrow so you can go in and pull the permit, the demo permit.
What time can we pull that out?
Probably 9 a.m. would be safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming down just in case we had questions.
Yep.
Okay, now we'll go back up to. Is that it for our guests?
4A. The amended item.
Okay.
Action item 4A, demolition review, 409 Main Street. Southeast City FEMA project.
So, kind of going back to what?
No problem. So, I'm going to give the presentation, but if there's any technical questions or questions that I can't answer, or if I say something wrong, Sandy Pumphrey with Development Services for the city will be able to correct me or answer those questions. So, this is a house, and we'll show you where it's located, but built in 1920, single-family, one-story single-family house. Condition is called above normal by the city assessor. It has not been surveyed. This will make more sense when you see where it's located, but due to its proximity to Indian Creek, it has been considered a repetitive loss property, so it has been flooded numerous times to the point that FEMA will provide money to allow the buyout of that property. So there was a misstep in terms of when this was brought forward, obviously, which is why we amended the agenda. The city does have a contract with FEMA that requires it to be completely removed by December 25th. We did include in the agenda packet SHPO's review of the property. If you can go to the next one.
There's a city park right here, Indian Creek, and here's the property right there. And we do have a couple images from the road up close. Basically this is a property that we do not want, nor does the federal government want anyone living there, due to the proximity to the creek and flooding issues, which could also, you know, at some point be a safety risk. So the continued use as a dwelling is not recommended. Due to the timeline that the city has, staff is recommending immediate release of the demo application. Now, just to be clear, that's staff recommendation. However, nothing prohibits the commission from doing what it is allowed to do, which is go up to 60-day hold. So I just want to make sure you understand, staff may make a recommendation due to timelines. We do this with private property owners when we know there's a timeline, that we may recommend or let you know that due to such timeline, we recommend a limit on the hold. But again, HPC can do what Chapter 18 says. So in this case, I think, Sandy, not the end of November would be the longest that hold in order for the city to meet the obligations of the grant. And with that, any questions?
Sandy, what is the big brush?
So the timeline that FEMA gives once the purchase agreement is signed is pretty tight. And we, frankly, should have gotten this before the commission last month. But even then, it would have been tight. So the brush is basically based on the grant agreement that we have with FEMA to purchase the property, to abate the property, which has already been done, and to demolish the property. So it's out of contract.
And the closing was a couple weeks ago?
Closing was late September, so we haven't owned it for very long. The concern, I think, comes from the fact that they don't want dilapidated properties. And as of this time, it is open. Somebody could squat in there if they wanted to. So there's concern about it sitting there for an extended period of time.
Can you give me a landmark where this is buying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out where it is.
It's to the west. This road here takes you to Walgreens.
Off of First Avenue.
First Avenue.
So is it the old 29th Street? Is it where they merge together?
Yeah.
These are where you have a lot of street drives the name.
These all used to go through until they redid bridges, and then they combined. 29th Street now turns into 38. It gets kind of weird down there.
The country club is just to the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trigger Section 106, which allows the commission, SHPO, and the public to comment on this demolition. The public hasn't had a comment period. We are rushing to judgment on it to get it demolished. These are questions I have, whether or not Section 106 should have been invoked.
I have a process question, too. I think if we have properties out there that the city owns, that, you know, maybe we could be a little proactive and be aware of them and do some due diligence, so if something comes up it needs to be expedited, we're already a little bit hit.
And to address that, we've done that in the past. This was one that it just, we didn't do that. So, but we've done that in the past with properties related to flood control system, with the water department. It just,
why we didn't do it this time?
It just,
it was
yeah.
Is the house, you said, is in poor condition?
Well, until the owners moved out just recently, it was in livable condition, but the removal of the back door.
Other things that I don't understand, and we've not been involved too much in Section 106 issues, but I think FEMA is probably aware that this would have been an issue when they arranged the purchase because of the date of the property and whether or not they should trigger Section 106 or whether it's this commission's prerogative to do it or should do it, or whether SHPO should have done it, or maybe SHPO. Did SHPO understand that the commission had no input at this point in time that they were commenting on it? Because I don't know exactly what order we should be going in.
Sure.
On these. I don't necessarily have an objection about the demolition. I have an objection about the process that went through, and I do not want it to happen again.
Yeah.
So with the exception, which I found out recently, with the exception of HUD, apparently, so the Section 106 says a federal agency that's either permitting or funding or owns the property is the one that initiates Section 106 review. Found out recently that actually HUD has delegated that, I believe, to the I forgot the name. It's for any city that's over 50,000 or more entitlement community. So entitlement cities apparently are the lead on that if it involves CDBG funds. So in this case, it would be FEMA. But I don't know why that wasn't done. So that would be something we could follow up on and find out.
And then we can mitigate the problem so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I certainly think we should follow up on that. And,
okay, can we follow up with the process without holding this particular property up just because of your timeline? But can we be assured that we're going to be clued in? Because I agree, I don't want this to start happening to where... Well, this is another one that didn't come before the board because we do, as Cindy said, start losing according to what it was.
And,
not right,
And again, just to reiterate, we have been doing this for at least since
two years ago or more
with a whole rash on the west side of properties that were going to be demoed. There was a presentation given to the commission to say, hey, these are going to happen. We didn't actually see any of those come through as demo apps until a year or more later. But so, you know, again, an error was made, and that's why there is this, you know, we're in the situation we are.
For new members to cities, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we didn't see anything until it came before us. And we really tried to step it up, and they have been really, really good at bringing things to us before all you guys started. So we would have a little time to do homework and see if we could move it or just be knowing what's going on in the neighborhood. So this one did slip through the cracks.
I have another question on the request for SHPO comment. Application certification findings, no historic properties will be affected. Is that a form that you guys filled out that you sent to SHPO instead of historic? And who did the analysis to determine whether or not it didn't meet any of the criteria?
I did the analysis as a questionnaire that was provided to me by the Iowa State Police. And I completed that and provided a bunch of data to support that. And then based on that, it was, we received this document back from the Iowa State Police.
So you did a deed search to see if who owned it through the history of it to note that there were no significant individuals that lived there at any point in time?
I cannot remember the details of my
It's like a year ago almost.
Can we have that information in the commission that you did, that you sent to SHPO so that we can review that?
I'd be happy to provide that. Okay.
Is that going to change how you want to move forward?
Well, at this point, we don't have an answer to those questions, so I mean, off the top of my head, it probably doesn't make any difference because I don't know whether somebody's done any research on the chain of custody and who lived there and whether or not they were whatever. So Cindy has their hand up. I
don't know if you can recognize you, but
may I?
It's back to Mark.
No, yes.
I mean,
sorry?
Do you want the information from Mark?
Well, Mark normally contacts me for everything that's on our agenda, and he did not this time, so I don't know if that was an oversight.
He didn't see it. It was the
amended one. He didn't see it.
And it was also added on Friday, so it wasn't added last minute. It was added the day after the agenda was originally sent out, which I'll remind everyone was normally sent out on Friday until Mark left, departed HPC, and then everyone thought it would be good to have an extra day. So, and also just remind everyone that things will come up. We will amend the agenda, especially if it's to have you guys review a demo, because if it goes beyond 15 business days, you will not have that opportunity to review it. And so we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So,
is everyone happy, before you vote on the house itself, is everyone happy with the discussion on the process?
So,
questions?
I think, yeah, we need to get this process clarify how this is all going to work. I am not concerned because the State Historic Preservation Office comment, they wouldn't release or they wouldn't say agree with findings in the section if they had it listed to it.
But we don't know what they were given as far as...
Right, but they would have asked for more. Did they come back and ask for more? Okay, so then they have what they needed to be able to make a judgment.
Just one more thing for people to keep in mind too is it is not a historical district, so the most power we have is a 60-day hold. Mm-hmm. It's still private property that's, well, not city property. No, this one's not the city. Yeah,
property.
Yeah.
That might make a little difference, but typically, if this was privately owned, 60 days is the best that we can do, and for one of the four categories.
And even with it being city-owned, it's still, the ownership does not matter. It's still up to 60 days.
Right. We still need that limitation.
That's my only concern, too, around this aspect about photographs. If
Mark didn't know was on there, he may not have had time to get photographs.
So we do have photographs of the inside and more of the outside.
So you documented it as much as you could?
Because that was required as part of the...
The exterior was required to be documented as part of the Chicago review. I went in because of this meeting and put together a bunch of interior pictures if there were any questions about what...
Could we get Mark those pictures? Because he saves all these pictures for future books.
Yep.
He may want to do life on the Indian Creek, so... I mean, it sounds weird, but...
If we could have maybe half a minute... We've got the interior photos here.
So do you feel like this isn't a floodplain? That's why they wanted to move it?
It is.
But it's been in the floodplain since 1920, so now why is it? I mean, all those houses on 29, on all the streets that border Indian Creek are all the way into Marion is on the floodplain.
The reason that FEMA was able to remove it from the floodplain using this method of a buyout was simply because the owners of the property had purchased flood insurance and they made repetitive claims on the insurance. So FEMA has a program that will assist homeowners to get out of the floodplain because financially it makes sense for the insurance program to remove properties that are repetitive with flood and repetitive with claims.
I'm almost tempted to make a motion to put it on hold so that we can have public comment at the next meeting if we can't allow the public to comment it during this meeting.
When is our next meeting?
But can you explain, Ron, you lost with one, why you want public comment?
Because obviously the public here does have something they want to say, and they can't say it because there's been discussion, they had earlier discussion, and we got into our discussion, and the only way that we can talk about it now is to be at the next meeting and public comment period. So, you know, if we can waive that,
can we open our public
fine.
Comments so we can move the project along one way or the other?
And I guess, what do you mean by that? Just go ahead and ask if there's anyone here?
Yeah, speak what she wants to say instead of making her come back in 2 weeks and say then.
Sure. I mean, because we can do that. I mean, the public, this we would do this. The only difference would have been is this would have been on the day the original agenda went out, and it wouldn't have been on the amended one the day after. Otherwise, there's no difference in terms of that public, you know, the public ability to comment. But absolutely, if you want to...
Yeah, but I'm fine with it. I mean, that's the only reason I would hold it is to allow that comment.
Something we have to vote on, but are you guys comfortable allowing Cindy to speak?
Yeah,
I
am.
Cindy, would you like to say something?
It's not for me, it's for Mark. He was under the impression that this was a home that had been moved to the site, so he wanted to do some research on who moved it and when, who had lived there. And that's something that Shippo might not have had information. But he knows of other homes in this area that were moved, so that's what his interest was.
Okay, with that said, is that going to affect the actual demolition?
Not really, because we do have photo documentation of it. We can't stop it from being demolished.
So the best I could do, Cindy, would reach out to Mark after the meeting and say, could you please get him a hold of me like you did? I don't know if he's very good about it. I don't know if he had, I know he's got a mother-in-law that's very sick or possibly might have died, so that could have preoccupied himself. But normally he's very good about, because I don't have the history knowledge that he does.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have more history knowledge than I would. But on this, I don't have it. That's why he always says, I'm, you know, like the two that we let go tonight, he already let go last meeting. So
I can't tell, too, that it lacks some of the character that 1920s, right?
Mm-hmm.
1920s homes have, so it appears to have been updated significantly. Even the inside, and that much of the original architecture.
I think Mark's concern wasn't over the architecture.
Yeah,
it was more
I'm just
over
making a comment.
Who moved in, when they moved in, or whatever.
Yeah.
So. than where it was before the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, but and not to just to play devil's advocate, I can agree with all that, but that's not going to have any determination on demolition because it's not a historical district. So we can have him come; he can tell us all about it. But the verdict's pretty much going to be the same. There.
We can't stop it.
I mean, most we can do is put a 60-day hold. My main goal tonight would be just to make sure the process gets back to where we were before, so we don't have to be scrambling like this,
mm-hmm.
especially since I've known for a year. But
and as long as staff understands the process that we go through, that
which I will say, in your defense, they have been very, very good. And this one, I think, just slipped through the cracks.
I wonder if the proactive preservation could somehow have gotten there somewhere. You know, if it was on the roster for a year, we somehow could have figured that out. I don't know. Just thinking about it, I was telling my girls about this from happening again. I don't know how yet. But
it's almost like when this paperwork was submitted to SHPA, it should have been submitted to us.
Could we work on
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And is that the normal? I mean,
not
again,
that early.
He's not usually that early, but I mean, he should have known it for a few weeks,
yeah.
correct?
And usually they're on top
so,
of it.
So what we've done in the past is with when private development, which is probably more essential to get that in front
mm-hmm.
of you guys, when we learn about a development, which sometimes is, you know, usually is really late, we can say, hey, FYI, this block has been bought.
Mm-hmm.
This is the developer. There may be, you know, we don't know yet, or we do know there's going to be a demo, and then some point down the line that demo application will come forward, and then at least you've known about, you know, something going on there.
Right, kind of like the big three-story house or two-and-a-half-story house that sat by Hy-Vee McDonald's that we ended up tried really hard. That came before us way, way in advance until college came and did a talk to us. The Ely house came way before us.
Okay.
We did work. We had ample time to work on it. The Ely house we almost had moved, and then the land fell through at the last minute. But those all came to us, so we had more time than.
Okay.
So right now, even if someone came in and said, I want to move it, all we could do would be put a 60-day hold and see if the city would allow us to work with those people, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Chapter 18 says you can put up to a 60-day hold, so.
So I guess.
Well, I'm going to go back to I think part of Abby's the timeline that goes back to January and February when this happened. You know, that's where Section 106 should have come into play. We should have had an ability to comment on it. The public should have been notified to comment on it. And there might have been some give and take on Section 106 that we would have gotten something for the loss of something, possibly. Whether it would be grant money to us or if it was a significant property. You know, we have got those things in the past when we've lost properties through Section 106 process. And I think to avoid that, you know, deprives us of something, you know, we normally should have been involved in and commented on it before. So I just don't want the federal things that where federal money is involved in. We are completely left out in the dark until the very end. That's not how Section 106 is supposed to work.
Are there any more questions, not on the house, but on the process of what we want to see in the future? Abby, do you have any?
No.
Ron, do you have any?
I don't have any, but on SHPO's application, it does mention 106 under Section 3 of the box that they checked there at the very end. And I was trying to interpret that. It says the applicant's responsibility under Section 106. So the applicant was the city, right? So I think there is... Anyway, that was what I was...
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of red flags and historic popping up, but it didn't get lost.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find the property probably has any historic, but I am concerned about the process. Sounds like we have had the process in place in the past. This was an escape. I think we just note that in the minutes, but yeah.
And I'll double check with, I can give Paula a call and just say, you know, Section 106 is supposed to be, it's initiated by the federal agency. However, we do know that, you know, there's an agency that has given that, has delegated that, and then we can even talk about this form as well and just find out what is supposed to take place. With, you know, Federal Communications Commission, they're initiating, they're telling the contractors to reach out, and so that's why we've been having all of those come before us for communications. But we can reach out and find, kind of clarify what should be happening.
Yeah, Lauren broke it.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, so I think we're all basically on the same page as far as the process, what we'd like to see in the future. Now we can discuss that house. Is there anyone that has, other than what Cindy pointed out about Mark, are there any questions about the house? Anybody wants to add?
No.
I didn't switch anything.
I just feel that regardless, we would be holding it to take pictures.
No, blue screen and I tried everything.
I think the research, whether it yields or does not yield, doesn't really affect the demolition at this rate. Right?
So
we can't stop them.
I also
can't.
So we're all comfortable with the property being removed because of the timeline. We just want to make sure. Can all this be put in the minutes?
Yeah.
Do anything.
Yes.
Motion to approve demolition under the premise that we will fix the problem in
procedure,
the process from here on, whatever that may be.
Before I have a second. From the public. Cindy, are you comfortable with the conversation that you heard here tonight as far as steps we're going to take to not allow this to happen?
Yes, I mean, I know things slip through the cracks, but I will say again, Mark thought there might be some history, so, he knows who lived there.
Well, at this point, the most we can do is give him 60 days to
mm-hmm.
do it, it's still going to come down because that's mm-hmm. the only power we have.
Can we ask for a personal favor that we let us know, as everything comes along? So if we find anything out and we want to go peek in, we can. You know what I mean? So keep us updated until it comes down.
The only request, if I may, if you would like to visit the property, please go with the city staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just don't want any city.
And I'd like to amend Diana's motion to include making sure that Mark Stoker-Hunter gets all these pictures. With that, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Do we want to jump back up to three, or should we just do all these? Ron has to leave by 15. Would you like to get all the action items out of the way?
Why don't you do that while I try to figure out your issues?
You've got to stop breaking things. All right, then that leaves action item 4B, Historic Preservation 2020 Work. Now let's do 4C. We didn't do 4C1, did we?
No.
Let's do that one. 606 Fifth Avenue Southeast. That's another house that we have on hold.
So this is right next to Kathy's Pies. It's the old teacher's store house.
Has anyone found out any more cities that you guys have some possibly interested in this?
No, I have tried reaching out to Mercy, and I just haven't been able to connect with the guy to find out. Because the question was, what are kind of their plans, not related to the demo, but looking at the future, what the plans are, because they own almost all that block. I've just not been able to get in touch with them.
30 days, less than 30 days to possibly make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's comfortable with leaving on hold?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Trying to buy you time, Lauren, but I'm running out.
didn't do C2, did we?
No, we did not.
So let's move to action item 4C2, 1416, 4th Avenue Southeast. It's another house that we got on full. Those fires 12/23/19.
This is the one that had a fire at some point in it.
Yes.
We have a really nice picture of it. We'd love to share.
Shut it off. That's what our
scared to do that.
Chef, can you just give us a quick green screen on
just looks like a house.
It's a two story house.
They said that there were safety issues with the house.
Did we put a hold on for documentation?
Do we have information on
that? I don't remember where I put a hold on.
Should be in a minute.
Did we do it the last meeting?
Is this the one that's at the last meeting?
This is in the historical district, right?
No.
That's what
so
oh, right here.
It was for that it might yield some information about history or prehistory.
Well, again, Mark did not get back to me. I'm not sure why. I'm going to convince him I'm homeless. If you guys want me to reach out to him to see if he's leave it on. Is there a, are they on a timeline?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Say,
hold on.
Yeah, I was in contact with them. They do have concerns about safety and they're like kind of keeping it secure. They are worried about people getting into the house and yeah, also just being able to demo and get everything closed up before winter. So
well, I didn't hear from Mark, but I'll let you guys carry the ball on this. You know, if you want to move it on hold, we can do that.
When's our next meeting?
December 5th.
It's
so
the first, December is
yeah,
the first and third Thursdays.
Yeah,
okay.
The hold expires, what, on the 10th? So we would...
This one's the
23rd. The 23rd.
23rd, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And again, as a reminder, if the hold happens, it will come off automatically
mm-hmm.
on that date. So the only time you guys would need to actually vote on it is if you wanted to remove it.
I would say leave it until the next time.
Yeah.
I don't vote on it then. If we want to remove it.
Could we get a little more information on the unsafe aspect of it too?
So
I hate leaving something up if
mm-hmm.
it's unsafe.
Yeah. So he's saying our hope is that we can still get this house torn down prior to the ground freezing, therefore we can dig dirt to fill in the hole after the basement is taken out. There continues to be break-in at this property. We'd like to eliminate that form of liability.
I'm of a, I would make a motion to lift the demolition or lift the hole to move forward with
have
that demolition.
Any photos?
Just for safety.
Well, that's why, I think that's why we put it is to get it documented. So that's why I would say leave it on.
The ground is going to freeze.
Well, your ground only freezes 4 feet. That's not a problem. You don't like the caterpillar, but I'd be more worried about the security part of it, not
mm-hmm.
the ground freezing, because they'd make graves in the middle of winter. So.
Well, having excavated, once there's ground frost 2 feet, your excavation equipment is going to skid all over the place. And the fill dirt is going to be very difficult to get put in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we're at, but we had a day it was 5 below, so ground frost is slowly going down. So that's my perspective. I understand from others, but that's what I'm basing my recommendation to remove the hole. Otherwise, it probably would sit all winter.
Yeah.
What, guys? I don't know if this is out of order, but can we just talk slowly and I'll get an okay from Mark?
Okay.
we don't have much.
So,
right now.
So in the interim here, we may have to, I guess, so two things. I just want to briefly talk about the work plan. We had a presentation where we went into in depth with this. So if we're not able to get the computer on, there's two choices. If the commission is comfortable with what they saw in the packet, someone can make a motion to recommend its approval, or we just have it at the next meeting.
Does that affect anything if we have it at the next meeting, timeline wise?
I mean, our goal is always to get it to City Council in December. And we do this for all visual arts and all the different boards and commissions. But again, if you guys aren't comfortable with it, then we can, what you've seen in a packet, then we can have it on the next meeting.
I know one of the things I wanted to suggest for the work plan, and I don't know that necessarily has to be part of the work plan, but...
Before you do that, are we going to go ahead and discuss this then, or wait, we should really make a decision?
We can discuss. Yep.
Yeah.
Still decide to postpone it?
One of the things that we did 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, in all of the potential historic districts that were not intensively surveyed, we ranked those as to which ones we wanted to go first if we got money. And last year, Beaver Woods got bumped to the top of the list without any input from the commission. And I would like the commission to revisit all of the ones that are outstanding. Let us re-rank them, which have the numbers and new opinions on it. I think that's something so that if money comes available, we still should be involved in that decision up front. But you would at least have that information.
Where's that fall under? Is that?
I don't know where it might fall in the work plan, but it and maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be a work plan issue, but I think it's significant enough that maybe it should be an item that we schedule for second quarter, first quarter, or something like that, to at least let the City Council know that we take an interest in those areas that haven't been intensively surveyed, should they have extra money they want to give us to get that done or something.
I did have a lot of questions from the public on how we picked Beaver Woods, and I didn't have an answer.
Okay, so it was two parts. One being the historic preservation plan had Beaver Woods as one of the top of that quadrant. And then secondly, we looked at the ranking that the commission did, I think, 2 years ago now.
It's been quite a while.
And Beaver Woods was one of the top ones as well. We also had to look at the amount of area and how much we could get for a grant. And so we determined that that would be a good area to apply for. And we also, when we were applying for the grant, I believe we presented that to HPC as well. We notified you all that that was the area we were going for.
I think that was, as I remember it, we got notified about it after the grant was issued, but I don't want to argue that point. I just remember that we, in previous times, had ranked Cole College area, northeast side, as one of the top ones because we were losing a lot of houses in that area.
Mm.
I think other areas maybe might be more significant. I know the new members might look at things differently than I do, so I think it's something that we need to talk about, you know, in a meeting when everybody is here.
And I will say, too, when the commission did rank, it was all over the board. Everyone had their own priorities, so I don't know how effective the ranking was, because at the end of the day, it kind of just averaged to, you know, certain ones, and Cole College area was near the top. Yes, I don't think it was number one, but I could be mistaken.
It could have been number one in somebody's mind. Not necessarily, it wouldn't necessarily be mine. I would probably put something on the west side close to me that would be my number one. But
right. But
I think everybody should have a say in the ranking in case there's money. And if it's visible to the City Council that we're doing this, they might, I doubt it, but they might find some money somewhere along the line to a survey on their own and not depend on state grants and stuff like that. So, because I mean, I think what the state is giving, the city surely could come up with that amount of money to do a survey every year, probably. So,
your request is to add an action item in the work plan to go through that process of ranking.
Yeah.
prior to this. Okay.
Just because there's a lot of people that had nothing to do with that ranking.
And when you said quarter two, or like by the end of, we could do it earlier,
if
but.
If there's going to be grants given out, you know,
Quarter
or
maybe
quarter,
we should
do
it.
We should do it first quarter. Yeah.
Okay, this has been a really squirrely meeting, but if we could put this on hold. And go back to 16. Mark does have his pictures. He's comfortable that maybe we would take him off the thing. So we do have to make a motion if you're comfortable.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we remove the hold on 1416 4th Avenue Southwest.
Second.
Southeast.
Southeast? I haven't got my glasses.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, now we can go back to this.
Okay.
So,
we can continue up until a point where you guys make a choice either way. So we've got one addition that we just talked about. If there's any other questions, comments, things you want to add, or whatever that may be.
Has everyone had a chance to review the packet?
And we had sent this out last...
Is there a reason that you haven't printed it out and given it to us tonight? I mean, I didn't print my own copy, but, you know, we could have done without the presentation.
Right,
I should have done that. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have it, like, all in the presentation, so we didn't think of that, but...
Yeah.
Did anyone reading through it have any questions, any additions, subtractions?
I felt really good about it, but
mine, I just wanted to, about the, all the stuff about the assets, the historic assets inventory,
mm-hmm.
is, like, for, like, me as a new member is, okay, where are we at with that? Like, just getting some updates so that we can do these 2020 focus properties. We want to have that in quarter one, so...
You could give that update right now.
I think we did present on what the 2019 focus properties were.
We can do that for
the
next.
Like, what are the 2020, and is that how... I guess, I know there's a subcommittee, but how is that being then decided?
So, in January, the subcommittee will decide what 2020 is going to be.
Okay.
And they kind of came not to a close, the subcommittee, but they reached the area that were most people on it. So,
okay.
I know Cindy had a problem with the house that we have on hold, the one next to the bakery, because that was one of the houses that was, correct, Cindy, was on the. So, that's something we might want to address.
Yeah.
That was on our watch list, or all the work that you guys did on the subcommittee. That was one of the important properties, but yet it still showed up.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of 500 plus properties, and so staff, we looked at, you know, what we look at normally, which is that if it's been surveyed, if it hasn't, if it would have been identified as a 2019 focused property,
mm-hmm.
we would have identified that as, you know, as well.
I think if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, Cindy, what most bothered her was that you guys had put it up for immediate release.
Right.
Versus when it was on that work list.
Yeah, and again, we look at, just as we do with any property, what type of survey data is out there. You know, if that would have been a 2019 property, we would have called that out, but... We have over 500 properties on that list, and so we have to, you know, just go by, you know, the guidance that Chapter 18 gives us.
And some of these properties on the list, we are working on possibly getting them to be both local and national landmarks,
mm-hmm.
which would put them way out in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby, there was... The last meeting of that subcommittee, I thought was phenomenal. There was four properties, I think, that have, like, actually are moving
mm-hmm.
in a nice, solid direction. So, and there were 10, I think, focus properties for 2019. And we didn't even hear from everyone on the subcommittee, and it was four. So I think we had, like, you know, so that's almost half of what the committee identified.
Okay.
They've reached out, made positive contact, and have gotten really good feedback from property owners. So, I mean, that's something to celebrate, I think.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, we didn't do that at the last, you know, subcommittee meeting, but that's a big deal, I think. So.
Yes, sir.
I had 2 points I'd like clarification on. On the work plan, there are 2 points. One says designate at least 2 properties as local historic landmarks, and one says the Paramount Theater as a local historic landmark. Are we counting the Paramount as one of the two?
No.
Okay.
But we can clarify that more.
Yeah. And then the second one was work with affordable housing organizations to use historic resources in their projects. Can you expand? Can you expand on what we meant by that?
Yes. Yeah, so the city has a funding program they utilize, which we've had. We did have one, I think, last meeting that came forward for a COA that handles interior and exterior. And then also the Neighborhood Finance Corporation. They've really kind of plugged themselves in, so they're using the historic viewer, and they're, you know, letting people know about the historic rehab program when they're in the district. So really, that's, and if there's any other entity that might pop up or have funding that they're starting to
utilize. I would say to any of the people I work with historic rehab program, I'm constantly referring them to other, like the NFC, and our housing department has programs too. So I think. I think it's an ongoing item, because really, like, we're just kind of constantly trying to refer people to other funding sources so that we can ensure properties are getting rehabilitated. And
is the Buchanan School kind of in there? You know, because it's not being used, and now it's going to be up for a bid for making housing.
Ambrose,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's like kind of what we're talking about, right?
Are you talking about local landmarking?
Well, no, just for, because you were saying getting HUD involved, and it's, they're putting new housing in it, right? So affordable housing?
Yes, senior housing, actually.
Senior, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's, I guess, like...
kind of an example of how everyone's collaborating? Maybe not.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's like a good example of... kind of the city and HBC kind of getting involved in encouraging development of, or like redevelopment and adaptive reuse of these properties.
Yeah.
Ryan, did you have any more questions?
No, not right now.
Okay, my next question would be, are you guys, you need us to approve this to vote, to put it to a vote?
We can put it. So two things. We if there's questions or there's other things that you don't want to see, or you actually want to see the presentation, we can have it on the next agenda. Or if you're comfortable with what you saw with the addition that Ron made, then you can approve it now. It's completely up to your December.
By the end of the year.
With Ron's recommendation, do we need to put that on the timeline when we can address that?
We did first quarter.
First quarter,
yeah.
So first quarter, okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions? Okay, are you good?
If we make an amendment, do we need to amend that and then vote on it? Like, if we are going to change it, or can we say...
You can just include it in the motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is everyone comfortable with letting this go forward?
Just one quick, so one of the things, I don't know if this needs to be in the work plan or not, but like as far as a presentation for 2020, I would like maybe if the staff could walk us through the process of locally landmarking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can do that at the next,
yeah.
Next HPC meeting.
Okay.
If that works.
How much different is the presentation versus the work plan that we saw?
It's basically,
it's
just copy into slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Provide more
just
insight
making sure
on it.
Larger.
It's really big.
It's more of a time to ask questions.
Yeah.
So I think you guys
know what we're doing now. Yeah.
So we're comfortable letting this go forward.
Yeah.
We don't need a vote. We just tell you to go ahead.
No.
Well, we do need
a
motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion?
I'd motion to approve the work plan with the addition of Ron's thing. If you want to amend that, Ron, please go ahead.
You've got it on.
Yeah.
We have it, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passed. Okay. So that was actually item 3, correct?
That was 4B.
4B.
I'm sorry.
I think 3A will move to the next agenda, to the next meeting. Yeah, that really needs the slides to be worthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about correct. That's everything. So we can move to discussion item 5, 1403 Second Avenue South.
So this property has been purchased. I don't know if the roof has been taken care of. About a week or so ago, before we had inclement weather, the property owner said they were hoping to take care of the roof in the next couple weeks, which would be sometime this week. However, with the weather, we don't know if that took place, but that was their goal, was to get that taken care of before winter hit. They have secured the door, and they did let us know that they are looking at redoing the fence next year. And I don't know, Jeff, if there was any other...
No, they were worried about using the proper doors at first, and had reached out to us to ensure that they were going by the rehab guidelines, but they were able to secure the doors with the original doors as they were when they found them. And I think that overall, they have been very communicative with staff, so I think they want to do as good a job rehabilitating the property as they can.
So it's in the hands of an owner who is willing to put the work into it.
Yep.
I saw folks poking around it on Sunday, in and out the gate.
They're actually legally supposed to be there, unlike the last couple years when most of those people weren't. But yeah.
Lauren, to help you with that, I know that went weird when your computer went to.
It slept. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that went. So it might be something with your computer. As
yeah.
Well.
Okay, they just, literally right before this meeting, installed a new
projector.
Thing, projector.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
just watch what I just said.
Don't want to say it's not
we've
my
added
fault,
little computers to a lot of the conference rooms, so that could be, so that way we don't have to bring a laptop, so that could be some of it too.
I think when your screen went.
Yeah, when it went
straight
to
yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more comments on 1403? That's great news. I'm so
I'm
happy.
Glad.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to let you know what's going on. You may or may not see things. CNMEs, you definitely would, and obviously a COA, you would.
Does anyone have any other items for discussion?
And just real quick, just to refresh my memory, this property received grant money a few years ago, didn't it?
It got, I think it got the historic rehab program
yeah,
for
okay.
painting.
Okay.
There's your painter right there. No other discussion items. Okay, we'll move to item number 6, future agenda items. Abby, would you have anything you might want
yeah,
to
add? Yeah, I was like, and that since we're moving this, I mean, even if we did it early 2020,
mm-hmm.
I think just to have a presentation on local landmarking.
Mm-hmm. And since we're doing it, when Friends works on these, if they're not already national, we try to do national and local at the same time. Local protects
nice.
Properties more, but it might
mm-hmm.
be nice if we could include the national too.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the same process, but it's easier to get local if you've already got national.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have on the agenda, one of two December agendas, an application for local landmarks. So.
Awesome.
Oh, very nice.
And if you want to do homework, go on to our HPC website for the city, and there is an application you print, because that's where you print it if you're doing it. You have anything? Any other future agenda? I have one. I brought this up before. I would like,
hopefully.
I know when Friends does local and national landmarking, we pay for it all. It's one of our nonprofit things that we do, but it costs anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 to landmark a property. If you were to pay, like when I did my building, it was almost $7,000, $6,000, $7,000, and that was because we had an Iowa City company called Tallgrass do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hours of research, putting things out. The state wants to see maps. Like for Grace Church, we submitted one, and they got confused because the original church is gone. It's sunk into the ground, so they tore it down. So they were concerned, what's there left? Well, they wrote back and said, is there anything, if, what's his name, Howard Green came back, would he recognize
submitted doing removing the floor footprint of the other church. It was just, it's a lot of work. So what I would like to do, because we've got my building, Grace Church, the Mott building, what they name it?
Chelsea,
is that it?
Perkins. Whitwer. Yep, Bottleworks, Whitwer.
I would like to see if we could have a discussion item for where it's, I mean, we did come up with a, you can probably pull it up, thing. We can't make the people do it, but you've seen those bronze plates that you put in front of the historical. Mm-hmm. Most of the National are square. If you want to see a good example, would be your building has one on the fence. I've been going to do it for years for mine, and I tried several times to get bids and they never get back. But the one that we as a group, 3-4 years ago, it was, I'd have Lauren bring it up on the computer.
It's in chapter 18 too. There's a picture of it.
Okay, so it's bronze, and this is what we decided on for this shape. Okay, they can obviously, it's their property, do whatever they want. I was going to do two. I was going to do a national one for mine square, and then put this local one round underneath it. And we have in there what we like them to say. It's their building. They don't have to do that, but that's a recommendation. I would like to get on the agenda to see if the city could step up and help, see if we could talk about it here and then move it forward to city council to see if we could help with the cost of these for people that are going to the time and to do it, since we're getting more and more. And I know from like my building, we're in the Med Court, and all over Med Court are those banners that are on the light post. Mm-hmm. And they're going to now move the 10th Street Med Court thing up to our street. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot they can do for our property. They're going to tear up a sidewalk because we've had to replace three and they're the wrong color. In my opinion, sometimes they're replacing things that just to utilize the money that they really wouldn't need to. But I would like to see all my historic properties get banners on the closest pole to like the Mott building, the State building. From the city to start showing these places. I mean, these people went through a lot of work to get them land. Yeah.
Did the Smiths pay for those banners?
Yeah.
How does that work? Okay.
Yeah.
And we had monies, I forget where we got it, it's before you guys came, to put all the street signs up, the street markers. Mm. I don't remember that. That was a grant, I believe, wasn't it? No?
Yeah.
The brown one?
The brown one.
Oh.
That was left over from an away or maybe
something that we had, so that's how we got all that done. But I just think it's important to recognize these properties, so when people drive by, oh, that's historical. I mean, they do it in the historical districts, but now we're getting some standalone properties. So if we could put that on the agenda to discuss what we need to do to push that forward, to see if City Council could help us find funding or not find funding, or at least get permission to put stuff on the sign if the landowner wanted. I'd do my own, but I can't hang anything on the sign without. So if we could just have a discussion about it to find out, and maybe that would give you guys a chance to see what's entailed to do for mm-hmm. pole markers, or what it would cost if we started to chip in and help these people.
Suggestion on my part, can we modify the rehabilitation fund grants to section out, carve out mm-hmm. a little money out of there for mm-hmm. the local landmarks? Wouldn't be a lot of money, you know. But
I guess, well, I would first ask kind of what your priorities are, because really this fund is supposed to help people with costs of rehabilitation because they live in a local district and there are extra costs associated with that.
Okay.
So
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
And I would say forget about it as long as the city could come up with the money, but I know pretty much the answer is always going to be that they never have the money to do anything with. And
we're not talking major money. So we could do it for under $3
million. Under $3 million.
I just think it's important to recognize the people that have gone through the painstaking process. It's a lot of work to landmark. National's a lot of work. A little easier for local once you're national. Just as much hard if it's local and not a national, because you're starting from the bare bones. And if they're doing it themselves, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. What's the cost of all those signs?
I have no idea.
Markers.
I feel
think they're like $500.
Oh, for the bronze ones?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The thing that I went to, the historic preservation party event, they had, they talked about it. It's like $500, $800, something like that. And there are small ones that are cheaper.
And then you're only going to see those if you're walking like past Turner Alley or past the property. So if we could get something, and I haven't reviewed all the different properties that are landmarked, but most of them have light posts fairly close just for protection purposes.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do something like MedCorp does there.
It's,
I know that comes out of the Schmid money. They pay for that out of taxes, but... Or at least see if we could get permission that if someone wanted to do that, they could at their own cost to put a banner up.
It's an economic development type thing. It would draw people in to look those sites up, so it should be a...
Yeah, absolutely.
It should be fairly easy to get the city to agree to it.
And we're jumping...
Maybe not pay for it, but...
And I'm jumping way ahead here, but I would model them after the brown signs that are already on the street markers. Just the brown banners with local, national... Well, those don't say national, those are just local, so I'd have to... I just think it'd be an interesting conversation to have.
Well, and
we
I'm
have most of it right now, so...
Because they're all kind of in a... Right now, anyway, are they close to a SMID or...
So, Mott and Chelsea are in the downtown SMID.
Yeah.
Sadie's in the medical.
Is in the Med Q.
Grace
is not in anyone that I don't think they go past First Ave. Whitwer
is just outside of.
Whitwer's in the Czech Village Nubo Smid.
Yeah, because it's
on
the street.
It's on 7th.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, 9th.
Yeah.
Perkins is in.
Perkins is just outside the.
Probably outside.
Perkins is probably outside the Med Q.
By about 5 houses.
Mm.
And I don't know about Bottle Works. That's
that's in a SMID. The
Czech
Village Nouveau.
Okay.
Central Park, if that's approved, would not be in a SMID. Central Park Presbyterian.
You know, it's because they keep talking about, all three SMIDs keep talking about wanting to do some kind of collaborative project, and like the bikes, you know, bike share was a collaborative project. So maybe, I mean, it could be the three SMIDs put in dollars for that.
Well, see, the other thing I was thinking too is, I don't know, my timeline's bad, but our history happened here things, you can actually do, I don't know if you guys are aware, you can actually do a walking tour with that.
Yeah.
And use your scanner to click on the little barcode that's down there, and it tells you more than what the sign says. I have two dates on mine.
They're what?
Two wrong dates. The right dates.
Oh.
One's right, one's wrong. It's not a big deal, because people read that so quick, but it's not one that's 1923 and then they say 1924, but that's immaterial. But if you're on a walking thing and there's a banner and the proper signage showing, and I'm guilty as charged, I should have had bronze plates on that building on the front and back since I'm on Turner Alley, which we are working on seeing if we get that historic. So... I'm bad too because I haven't done it. But
how many properties total are we talking about?
So right now there's seven,
six.
We've got one that's being reviewed by SHPO, and then one that we know is being worked on that hasn't come to us yet for review, and then there's possibly the Strand Theater, Guarantee Bank.
Oh yeah, okay.
I just think an extra perk. Even if you just drive down 2nd Avenue and let's say the World Theater becomes or Strand and that banner's out there, oh, that's a historical. Because people aren't going to see those plaques.
I like the idea a lot. I just waited to figure out where the money can come from.
Well, possibly I can reach out to Bill Wasta, who's the head of the and see if they
We'll talk and
See, I was even going to ask Phil Richardson, but I don't think they're going to put the poles on First Avenue up so far, I think, to the Masonic Library, and I was going to see if there's any way they could use the downtown district poles, which are little black ones with the ball lights,
so
just in front of my building to add to its historic, but I sincerely doubt he would do that. because they're trying to include it more with the Schmid, which is all those tall stainless ones.
But it really does give character when you go through this town.
So if we could have that on there, I just think it'd be one another plus for our historical areas to be noted.
Identify them.
Any other agenda items?
We had one for number 8. Is this one? Yeah, one certificate of no material effect. We'll just put that on the next agenda.
Any announcements? Any members have any announcements? Anyone going on vacation, private, anything like that?
Just this year.
Okay, do I have someone that wants to adjourn? Make the motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was a weird meeting.
It was a weird meeting.
Thank you.
Just saying.